USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Guatemala Monday telling would-be immigrants, do not come to the United States.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called Vice President Kamala Harris's comments on immigration disappointing on Monday. She tweeted, "We can't help set someone's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing." End quote. Scientists on Monday announced they have identified a new species of dinosaur that is the largest ever found in Australia. The giant sauropod was officially named the Southern Titan by researchers in Queensland. Experts say the dinosaur weighed about 70 tons, measured 21 feet tall, and extended to about the length of a basketball court. USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
The Food and Drug Administration gives the green light to a new Alzheimer's drug. Dan Naraki reports.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug, aducanumab, was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has generated controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA having already approved the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivered remarks after meeting Guatemalan President Jaime on Monday.
Entrepreneurs who are focused on climate, who are focused on what might happen, which is to protect our environment, but also see the capacity for jobs and economic development as a connection with that pursuit. I will also continue to work with CEOs around the world to encourage investment in Guatemala. And, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you on that. As I shared with you in Washington, D.C., I recently convened some of our biggest CEOs who have a profound interest for many reasons on supporting the work that happens here and the work that can happen here in Guatemala to, again, uplift folks who may have been overlooked or neglected, but also uplift the natural capacity and resources of this beautiful country. Which brings me to our third area of discussion and agreement. The President and I discussed the importance of anti-corruption and the importance of an independent judiciary. The United States will create an anti-corruption task force, the first of its kind. Our Justice Department, our Treasury Department, and our State Department will work together to conduct investigations and train local law enforcement to conduct their own.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.